Today is Monday of Holy Week, the 30th of March. Ex Cathedra, directed by Jeffrey Skidmore, sing Dulce Jesus Mio. My sweet Jesus, look with mercy on my lost soul. Today we will pray with the suffering servant. Take this time to place yourself with Jesus, the suffering servant, as we take our first steps through Holy Week. Today's reading is from the prophet Isaiah.
Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness.
Jesus' followers came to associate him with Isaiah's portrait of the suffering servant. He is not an embattled messianic figure ruling by force. He patiently heals what is bruised in us and nurtures any light within us, however dimly it burns. As we begin Holy Week, what do you want to ask of Jesus, the suffering servant? Isaiah tells us that God's servant comes to us as light, opening our eyes and freeing us from whatever prison may hold us in darkness. Do you have any sense of being imprisoned or wanting to be set free from inner darkness? What grace or healing do you stand in need of? As we hear the reading again, think of our world, waiting for God's teaching and for the justice that only God can bring. What desires and hopes arise in your mind and heart for the world?
Here is my servant, whom I uphold. My chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice, or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. Thank you.
we are also God's servants. The same God who created the entire universe promises to take us by the hand and keep us. Take time now to ask for whatever grace you need to fulfill God's vocation in your life. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.